Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Hump Day, VTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday installment of the VTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 12th of October, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Boom, 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 boom. Yes, 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 it's officially happened. The Samsung Galaxy Note 7 is officially dead. Samsung has ceased production of its latest phablet phone and is advising all owners to get rid of the one you got right now. Put the power down, stick it in the box, and bring it on back. Now, yes, let's have a little Samsung recap for prosperity. You might remember they recalled about 2.5 million of these suckers in early September, supposedly due to the battery fault that caused the devices to go boom. Apparently, it wasn't the battery, because the past week, they've been still blowing up, forcing Samsung to lose about $17 billion in the company market value. So please, if you have a Note 7, don't hang on to it right now. No, stop using it. Get all your data off the thing, power the thing down, and go get your money back. Yahoo Mail. Amazingly, there's still a lot of people that actually use the Yahoo Mail. A lot of the people actually that I do know uses Yahoo Mail actually have it forwarding to another email address. Yeah, that's about to stop, though. Yes, it will no longer be possible to enable that automatic email forwarding to, say, your Gmail or any other address. Now, of course, this comes on the heels of that big old data breach from Yahoo that they didn't really say anything about, and all of a sudden it kind of leaked out. And probably have noticed a lot of people are leaving Yahoo, and I thought, well, we'll just forward whatever comes through here to our next email address. We'll feel a lot safer. But in Yahoo's words, apparently this feature is under development currently, and they're going to work to improve it and temporarily disable it in the meantime. Now, BTN has actually reached out to Yahoo, and they've said that if you've already enabled your email forwarding, you should be able to still use it. Hence, I said should be able to use it. But if you've newly signed up for a Yahoo account, that feature won't exist for you at all. So I guess it's a wait and see to see how long this temporarily disabled feature is going to stay that way. Lady Gaga fans out there, do you have an Amazon Echo speaker? Well, if you don't, you just missed out. That's because Lady Gaga's album Joanne, which, by the way, comes out on October 21st. Big plug there for you, Lady Gaga. Those songs, or at least previews of them, are actually been heard on the little device. Fans, it seemed all they had to do was tell the Amazon Echo, hey, play Joanne by Lady Gaga. And a whole bunch of unreleased music clips came on up for you. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are thinking, yeah, this is just publicity. And maybe it was. However, though, if you do go to your Amazon Echo right down and say, hey, play me some new Lady Gaga, it's not gonna do it. Apparently, the Gaga glitch has been fixed. And finally, going out to all of our lovely listeners in the United Kingdom. Have you seen one of those new 5-pound banknotes? Nice and crispy, aren't they? So crispy, it looks like you can actually play a record with them. Well, at least that's what Michael Ridge found out, a YouTube user. You can actually turn this banknote into a music-making machine, as he puts it. Boy, it's got to be said, a lot of people have a lot of time on their hands nowadays. But anyways, apparently the corners of this bill are so sharp and durable, it actually acts like a record needle. The cute thing about the YouTube video that Michael Ridge uploaded is he actually plays a version of ABBA's Money, Money, Money. How cute. I would say it's hi-fi listening, no. But the sound does seem to travel through 5 pounds. So if you just happen to have an old record player at home and you got 5 pounds in your pocket, have yourself about 30 seconds of fun today. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. TheBritishTechNetwork.com, the destination, of course, for all the great BTN content. Get on over there. Check it out this very second. Like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community always having fun over at our Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back on Friday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, I shall go ask my Amazon Echo speaker right now, why are you depriving me of new Lady Gaga? Anyways, have a great hump day, and thank you very much for listening.